Oh.
Hi, is that Colin?
Yeah.
Hi, Colin, it's Leah from MMA Legal.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, I'm all right.
I was just calling about the email that you sent in to us, and I was just wanting to see if we could get you booked in.
I went when are you thinking?
When would be best for you? Monday through Friday. Take about an hour to an hour and a half.
It would need to be after 4 o'clock. I could date today at some point because I'm off today, but I'm back at work tomorrow.
I tell you what, if I just mute myself for a second, I'm just going to go and see if we can get you booked in for today.
Right.
All right, just bear with me.
No problem.
Hi, Colin.
Yeah.
Hi, unfortunately, I can't get you booked in today as it's just a bit too last minute because we have got preparation to do beforehand. When else would be best for you?
Well, what time do you close at?
Close at 5.
Well, any time after, say, between 4 and 5, if you could do that, because I finish work at 4.
Okay.
Monday to Friday.
Yes, okay, let me go and check that. I'll be back in 1 second. Hi Colin, sorry about the wait again. Are you free about 2 o'clock today?
I should be, aye.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm going to get you booked in for 2 o'clock with my colleague Jay. Well, James. So he'll be the one giving you a call and doing the witness statement with you. I will just give you the heads up that it can be quite long and tedious, so he'll always say just grab yourself a drink or some snacks or whatever.
Yeah. I thought I'd already done this. But just to disclose incidents of violence and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that statement is it's your personal statement, so that's what gets you that number from Scottish Redress for your application.
Already,
Because
did I already did go through all this? Did I already tell? I'm sure I told you everything that happened.
yeah, so that's that, but this is a witness statement, so we have enough evidence
Right.
from care records and GP records that'll support this witness statement, so they do it alongside that.
Right.
So this is just a bit more of an in-depth. It's like the last stage before it gets sent off to redress.
Right, because I got a phone call the other day again from a Glasgow company.
Oh, really?
Do it for the same thing. Jim, look, because I spoke to them before, but then I told them just to forget it because I heard that lifers and rapists and stuff like that were exempt. But then your company looked into it and said that I could get a case because, for whatever reason, obviously I'm an
Yeah.
ex-lifer. But the last he told me the other day, she says, "Look, we're paying out people every single day just now.
Yeah.
But at the end of the year, it's stopping or something like that. We're putting a stop to it at the end of the year or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
A time bar or something."
Yeah. So yeah, we actually did do some research into it. I can see it on your case here. And Scottish Redress themselves still say you are not automatically excluded. Your application will still be considered on its merit. So
Right.
it could be just a situation that they give you less money than what they think. But again, we haven't really, there's not much evidence of them saying no because they've given you a APP number, which is the application number. They wouldn't have done that if they weren't going to consider.
Right. See this thing we're talking about at the end of the year, does that mean that is that a time bar for fresh claims, or does everything have to be done by then?
So, are you on about the witness statement?
I know, well, the girl the other day there told me, look, you need to get in quick because at the end of the year it's stopping, what the claims are stopping or something like that.
No, we've not heard anything of that.
Well, that's what she said the other day there, up here at the end of this year. But I didn't know whether she meant fresh claims can't go in after the end of this year, or the whole process, everybody's case has got to be heard by the end of this year, or dealt with by the end of this year.
No, I've not heard anything about that. From as far as we're aware, they're accepting any applications, and if the application takes a while, then it takes a while. But as soon as we submit this to Redress, we're hoping for a payout within 8 to 12 weeks.
Right, aye. Well,
Yeah.
maybe look into that then, because maybe you haven't heard in there, but that's definitely what a lawyer, the girl from the lawyer's office up here, told me the other day there.
Yeah, I'll definitely mention it to my manager and see if we can get some research into that. But as far as we're
She
aware, we've not heard anything.
said something about the by the end of the year something's stopping anyway. I don't know if she meant the whole process is stopping or no new claims can go in at the end of the year, like a time bar in the claims sort of thing.
Oh, so it closes to new applications on December 7th at the end of this year, but it doesn't mean that like if you put one in on the 6th of December, your claim will still be
Aye,
discussed.
it just means you can't put any claims in after that date.
Yes, but it's not finalised, so they're thinking it'll be extended for another 2 years from Scottish Child Abuse
Right.
Inquiry's report. So the Scottish Government themselves have said this is not a guarantee, this is a potential.
Aye.
But
That'll just be them trying to shut it down, you know. They're going to try and shut it down in every way they can, as you know.
absolutely. But there's different ways of going around it as well. But
Yeah, I
it's
know
a,
that. I know that.
yeah.
They've done it with the slot note claims. They shut it down after a while, time barred it, and tried to take it back to the High Court and lost again.
Yeah. It's not very fair, is it, that if they take it away?
Yeah, but right. I'll make sure I'm ready at 2 o'clock, and I'll speak to you. Is it Jay you said, James?
James, yeah.
Right. I'll speak to James, and I'll give him whatever information he needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you said then it just gets sent away to Redress.
So my colleague, when he does the witness statement with you, he'll then write up a complete witness statement and add any evidence that we have on your records into that. He'll then send it to you to sign and say that you're happy with it. And then it gets sent to Redress, and that is the final step before you get a payout.
Right. Well, we'll just need to see what happens then.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know unless you try, eh?
Exactly. There's no harm in trying.
Exactly. That's exactly the way I think about it.
Aye.
All right,
Right.
Colin.
Right. Okay. I'll make sure I'm available. I'm not doing nothing today anyway. I'll make sure I'm available to speak to this guy. Okay.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much, Colin.
Right. No problem. Thank
You
you.
take
Bye
care.
bye.
Bye.
Bye.